The Ireland that Yeats created in the foul rag and bone shop of the heart always remained within him. It was within him when he died in January of 1939. Because of the war, Yeats's body was interred in Roquebrun in the south of France. But after the war, the body was returned to Ireland and buried in Drumcliff near Sligo. Carved on his gravestone, there are the concluding lines of a poem entitled Under Ben Bulben. The poem itself is Yeats's hail and farewell to his country and countrymen, but it is also a challenge to the artists and poets of Ireland, and by extension, to the entire world.
Irish poets, learn your trade. Sing whatever's well made. Scorn the sort now growing up all out of shape from toe to top, their unremembering hearts and heads, base-born product of base beds. Sing the peasantry, and then hard-riding country gentlemen, the holiness of monks and after, porter drinkers, randy laughter. Sing the lords and ladies gay that were beaten into clay through seven heroic centuries. Cast your mind on other days, that we in coming days may be still the indomitable Irish reed. Under Bear Ben Bulben's head, in Drumcliff Churchyard, Yeats is laid. An ancestor was rector there long years ago. A church stands near, by the road an ancient cross. No marble, no conventional phrase, on limestone quarried near the spot. By his command these words are cut. Cast a cold eye on life, on death, horsemen, pass by.